We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some more of Tuesday's headlines, and the government is no longer recommending immediate school closings because of the swine flu outbreak. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on Tuesday says people with swine flu, though, should still stay home.
People are still getting infected and sick, with some requiring hospitalization. And H1N1 will likely reemerge down the road, even as early as the coming fall, when the flu season really begins.
But for the most part on Tuesday, the news about the swine flu is good. Secretary Napolitano says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has determined that the disease is in a mild stage.
This particular strain is currently causing a disease similar in nature to seasonal influenza. And with the new information they've been able to collect, no longer recommend communities immediately close schools.
That seasonal influenza level has also been seconded by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Secretary Napolitano says obviously the current outbreak could have been a whole lot worse.
We remain cautiously optimistic about how this virus is spreading, and the fact that it appears relatively mild when we think about the potential for novel influenza strains.
Meanwhile, the Obama administration wants to aim $63 billion at a global health initiative. In a White House briefing, Deputy Secretary of State Jack Lew said the initiative would go after HIV/AIDS, malaria, and other diseases in underdeveloped nations, including those on the African continent. That proposed expenditure of $63 billion would be spread over 6 years. Elsewhere on the world stage, Israeli President Shimon Peres says Israel should support President Obama's efforts to engage Iran diplomatically in order to prevent it from developing and acquiring nuclear weapons.
If it will succeed, it can be the best thing. If not, the president would say, what are his intentions? I cannot speak on his behalf.
Peres made the statement after a private meeting at the White House with President Obama, telling reporters if Obama wants to engage Iran, quote, we should be loyal supporters. If it will succeed, it can be the best thing, as you just heard. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with the president here in Washington on May 18th. Meanwhile, Netanyahu also looking at the possibility of Middle East peace talks. He says he's ready to start that process with the Palestinians.
We seek expanded relations with the Arab world. We want normalization of economic ties and diplomatic ties. We want peace with the Arab world. But we also want peace with the Palestinians. That peace has eluded us.
Netanyahu made no reference to the creation of a Palestinian state, but he did outline a proposed structure for peace negotiations.
And the fresh approach that I suggest is pursuing a triple track towards peace between Israel and the Palestinians. A political track, a security track, an economic track.
Meanwhile, the United Nations report into the Gaza military campaign that ended January 18th, not surprisingly, criticizes Israel for disproportionate use of fire and excessive use of force. The report says the Israeli military intentionally fired at UN facilities and civilians hiding in them. Israel has denounced the report, calling it misleading and biased towards the Islamist group Hamas. The UN frequently condemns Israel for any sort of retaliation for rocket attacks or terrorist attacks carried out by Palestinian terrorist organizations. Meanwhile, President Obama preparing for his midweek meetings with the leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president is deeply concerned about the volatile situation in both countries, a situation that is clearly being fueled by a resurgent Taliban and al-Qaeda.
Nobody is more impatient in seeing progress on a strategy to deal with Afghanistan and Pakistan than the president of the United States.
And Gibbs says the president also has a very clear idea of how best to achieve what we want to see in that region.
The president outlined a strategy to deal with this region and to deal with Afghanistan and Pakistan, understanding that al-Qaeda and its extremist allies operated in these two countries.
Meanwhile, as reported here on Monday, the White House concerned about the security of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal despite reassurances from the government in Pakistan. In an interview with the BBC, National Security Advisor General Jim Jones expressed concern if militants are able to gain more control of the country.
We have received many assurances from their military that this is something that they have under control, this is a very much an ongoing topic.
Jones says we need to see more transparency on this issue from the Pakistani government.
We obviously, and I think not just us, I think the world would like to know that that on this question that there's absolute security and transparency.
In other news quickly, Washington, D.C. council members have voted unanimously to recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere in the country. The same-sex marriage measure now goes to D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty for signature. His approval will put the district's bill before the U.S. Congress. D.C. laws are subject to a congressional review period under its home rule status. Later this year, lawmakers in the district are expected to consider another bill aimed at legalizing same-sex marriages performed in Washington, D.C. And that does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.